The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Sound of Merseyside time for your Friday morning. It's 45 minutes dedicated to local music, brought to you in conjunction with John Gibbons.
Good morning.
One of our favourite bands in Hegarty. Hello, chaps. You okay? So we've got David and Ian. Whacker's on his way with his beatbox, and Chris as well. you dropped a CD in a few weeks ago, which is absolutely startling. We played a little bit, didn't we, a few weeks back?
Yeah, it sounds great. Production on it, spot on, and obviously, you know, David's voice sounds incredible as ever. So has it gone down well?
Yeah, well, we've only got CDs at the moment. It's not available on download or nothing like that. But yeah, we've sold quite a lot of CDs of it, yeah.
Right, since you were last in. Well, when were you last in? I can't remember. It seems like it was yesterday, but...
It was only recently, December.
Was it?
Yeah, last December.
Yeah, yeah.
It was in December. So yeah. What have you done in that 8 months, nine months, 10 months?
We've done loads of gigs and that. I think we've released the first single, hadn't we? I Only Dream in Black and White.
Yeah.
But we've done a video and released the second single. Even The Joker Cries Sometimes. I mean, we've done quite a few gigs in that, like, yeah. And as you said, the album's ready to do now. We're just waiting for the date to release it.
Anything stand out gig-wise for you?
We've got Studio 2 Power Street tomorrow. We're on about 20 past nine.
Right.
We're supporting Angel Latch. We've played them before, haven't we? It is nightlight, we're supporting him.
Right.
He's come over from...
He's from America.
From America, yeah. So we're going to support him, that's tomorrow night.
And anything that in the past sort of 10, 12 months that stood out for you that you've done gig-wise that you think's, you know...
You always get a good crowd down, though,
don't
you?
Yeah, we're always filming that, we've done a few nights where it's been shocking.
They'll just merge into one, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Well, and the worst
you're
place,
just going through the motions, are you?
I don't remember yesterday. That's why Whacker should be here, because he remembers everything. Yeah. I just look at him and him something like that. Yeah, we've done loads of gigs. We always play in the Zanzibar, do you mean? It's always filled out when we played there. We've done loads of them. We played Wigan Festival, that was good. Yeah, that was the place we played was rammed.
Wigan Festival, I've not heard much about that.
Yeah, well, that's the first time I did it when Whacker said, yeah, we're playing Wigan Festival.
So is it popular in Wigan, is it?
Yeah, it's in bars and stuff like that. It's not like an outdoor festival. It's dotted around all the big bars and stuff like that. So we just drove there, played, didn't we? And it was sound, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Right, so the album not far away in terms of...
we're looking at early next year to be released onto download and that, but we've got CDs, do you know what I mean? We've got CDs to sell of it.
We've got physical copies if anyone wants to get in touch with the website or whatever. We've got them there.
Well, let's give a taste of what it's all about. So what are you going to play for us? You're going to do two tracks, aren't you?
We had planned to, but because the drummer's not here, we're going to play Stanley's song, which doesn't have any drums on it anyway. So we'll play that first.
Okay, let's do that now. And then.
Hopefully Whack will be for the second one.
House. The strange thing is it feels like home, surrounding so familiar. I swear that I've been here before, the writing's up across the walls, makes no sense to me at all, and as I exit for the door, someone whispers in my ear, you're home. Ain't no Hotel California, more like Faulty Towers here. No warm smell of Kalitas, just cigarettes and red striped beers. Inhabitants gone crazy, waiting for the winter sun, never ceases to amaze me. What my life in this place has become, it ain't no fun, there ain't no sun to illuminate darkened hours. Mm-hmm.
sides all dressed in white. Wiped away my lonely tears. We left together hand in hand. The rest is history, my friend. Not all good things come to an end.
Thank you.
Excellent. Sailing away with that one.
I know, yeah. It was nice looking across the city listening to that, definitely. It's that kind of song, isn't it? And your voice is warmed up as well. I was a bit worried about it in the lift, weren't you?
I had to go on the way here. I had my Lumineer CD on singing along to that.
How long does it take you to get your voice going?
So what I'm pretty lucky because I sing with a croaky voice anyway. Sometimes I get away with not warming up, if you know what I mean. But when we sing the higher ones, I don't know, it doesn't take me long, to be honest. It's about 20 minutes. I have a little video on YouTube that I put on if we're playing somewhere, and it's like a 5-minute warm-up. That usually does the trick.
You just sing along to it?
Yeah, it's like a little vocal exercises kind of thing, do you know what I mean?
Do you have the same thing with your trumpet?
Yeah, you've got to be warmed up, you know what I mean? You literally, with a trumpet, you've literally got to warm up the instrument, so if it's cold, it'll be flatter, sound... Yeah.
It's the same with amps and that as well, so you have to warm up.
Yeah, so you've literally got to warm that up, but you've got to get your lip going and stuff like that as well, but my stamina's not what it used to be, though, so if you warm up for too long, you're knackered by the time you get on.
What do you mean, you've got to get your lip going? I want to see this.
It's just like...
Get your lip going in the break. Yeah. We'll be back in a moment, don't you?
City Talk Breakfast, the kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Radio City Talk.
Kibbins is here. We're doing Sound of Merseyside. You had a week off away last weekend, didn't you? And I saw some pictures of you in was it Belgium or Germany? Or
I went to Antwerp. International weekend, you know what I mean? Yeah. So took the opportunity to take the wife away.
Enjoyed some local music in a bar from what I saw as well.
Yeah, that was good fun. It's good city, Antwerp.
Like. You don't want to expand on this. Right, let's get some proper musicians on. We've got Hegarty in. And we've got the full band now. So David, Ian, Wacker and Chris. Hello, lads. Glad to see you could all make it. We've got the Wacker drums.
There's one missing, Steve. Alex
is not well, yeah.
He's sick.
Right, okay. Hello, Alex. Hope you're well.
He'll be still asleep, though. So. Let's not wait to do shout outs for Alex.
Doesn't affect the sound of the band either, does it, really? No. Sorry, Alex. right, so you are going to play not your very latest single, the first single off the album you're going to play.
No, it's just the first song off the album. Won't go down.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Right, are you ready, lads?
Yeah.
Sure, okay,
yeah.
This is Hegarty.
Down that road again.
absolutely superb, chaps. Tell us a bit more about the album then, just in terms of the songs that are on it, you know, writing it, what it means to you.
It's 13 songs. They're all true stories. They're all like stories about things that are personal to ourselves and people we know close. There's anyone else got anything to say about it? Just
carry on, boy.
Yeah, they're all true stories. I mean, we don't write songs about just made up stories. They're all like personal to us. Some of them we don't mind saying what they're about. Some of them are like.
What about that one we just heard then, or heard half of?
Well, I don't know. Like, I like some people to make their own connections to the songs. You know what I mean? Because someone will listen to it and think, I know what that's about, and it reminds them of something that they've done or something that's happened to them in the past. So I like people to make their own assumptions of what they're about.
Right, so it's quite a personal album.
Yeah, yeah.
To all of you, or does it just become about the person who's writing the songs?
I wrote the lyrics for the songs, for most of the songs, but. It's more than just that, you know what I mean? I do it on my acoustics to start with and then give it to these, and then they add all the music and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Right, okay. Brilliant stuff. You're playing tomorrow night, you said, Zanzibar?
No, it's Studio 2 tomorrow.
Oh, right, okay. Who else is on there?
Who's supporting? Latch is supporting, over from America, you were saying.
Yeah,
before,
he's over from America, isn't he?
It's a nice place to watch a gig, Studio 2, as well. It's like it's relaxed, you know.
Oh,
it's
from Scotland, is it?
Scotland. It's got close to America.
American.
But it's a nice place to watch a gig, Studio 2. Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Latch Chronicles Radio 4.
The Latch Chronicles. That sounds fun.
Last time, when I did speak to him last time, it was very loud. I thought he was American.
What are your top venues at the moment in the city, Gibbo?
Studio 2 I like as well. I really like the Arts Club. I think that's you know, seems to be coming back a little bit more. I saw Little Canada a couple of weeks ago, and that was really cool. So it's nice. And the Magnet's having a real go again at the moment. The Magnet's it's a funny one. Every now and again, they'll put gigs on again, and at the moment they're doing some good stuff. So Harm are playing on there tonight, who are like a brilliant Liverpool band with St. Jude the Obscure, who we've played before as well on this. And the sound system they've got in there is great. But I know the lads love doing the Zanzibar, and that's still a classic because the sound in there is always spot on. So if you're a music lover and you want to be able to hear everything as it should be, and for bands, love playing there because they probably got the best sound engineer in the city. Not to insult every other sound engineer, but like, you know, it is kind of one of the better ones. So, but I mean, we're lucky to have the venues we've got in Liverpool. I think there's kind of a bit of something for everyone, really.
Right, we've got a bit of Harm here. Is this a brand new song?
This is the brand new single from Harm. If you don't mind playing it, as I say, they're playing tonight, a big kind of hometown gig. So try and support them if you can.
Valentine, they're playing tonight. We've had the guys in before. Absolutely top class. That.
Yeah, brilliant band. They're just doing really, really well at the moment. It's kind of all around the country, really. And so big gig for them tonight at Magnet. So do try and get down there if you can. And as I say, the support's brilliant as well.
A couple of shout-outs for gigs that the lads from Hegarty are doing. They're in the Cavern 22nd of November, that's a Wednesday, 22nd of November, and also the Camp and Furnace on a benefit night on the 8th of December. And there's a reunion for, is it Smaller, do you say? I don't know much about Smaller.
First gig in 17 years.
Gibbo, do you know about Smaller?
Smaller were like, around the time when kind of Oasis were playing in Liverpool, really. They were kind of, you know, playing together and things like that around, you know, lads like kind of Dixie, kind of like a legends around. Dixie's Down, the Oasis song is written about the lead singer of Smaller. And so around that time when Oasis found it easy to get gigs in Liverpool than they did in Manchester, although they've kind of, you know, if you ask Liam Gallagher now, he denies that's true, but the KD used to come over here and play because it was better than used to place like the Lomax. But yeah, so it's, well worthy, and Camp of Furnace is a boss place to watch music as well.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.